When they entered the studio on this date, August 24th, 1975, the members of Queen had no idea what they were in for. Everyone, that is, except for Freddie Mercury. But they would redefine the limits of music when they began recording Bohemian Rhapsody. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Queen had just finished touring the United States as headliners for the first time. With a newfound confidence and courage, they began working on new material together and separately for the new album titled A Night at the Opera, a title that would be defined by a song Freddie Mercury started combining from various ideas that he had. The members of Queen, guitarist Brian May, bassist John Deacon, and drummer Roger Taylor, rehearsed for 3 weeks prior to even entering the studio. And once they were together, they would spend as much time arranging and rearranging Bohemian Rhapsody as most bands spend on entire albums. The opera portion alone required the band to record over 12-hour days for 3 weeks, using 200 vocal overdubs to create an entire choir.
Three of us would sing the line once, double it, in other words, do the same thing again, and then probably triple it. So you have three tracks of us all singing the same line, and only then do you move on to the next part. So it sounds like a lot of people singing, really, and part of that's good construction, and part of it's luck, because our voices blended very well. As soon as there was three of us singing, it sounded like quite a lot of people, really. In that we had different kinds of voices, the three of us. John opted out. He took care of the low end.
When they were finished, the record label was unimpressed. They preferred You're My Best Friend, a song half the length of Bohemian Rhapsody's 6 minutes, for the lead single. But Freddie Mercury refused, and when the song reached the top spot in less than 2 months, a position that it would hold for the next 9 weeks, they knew they were wrong. It would become one of the best-selling songs in all of rock history, and a song that's never been duplicated. Nothing has even come close. It took everything they had for Queen to make it work when they began recording Bohemian Rhapsody on this date, August 24th, 1975, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.